Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This
I wouldn't ride a horse and carriage today, though. A few showers possible. You don't want to get rained on when you're on that romantic Frank Sinatra carriage ride.
But unless it's covered.
Well, right. Then that would be fun. Because it's going to be 55. It's pretty mild. So
nice.
Stay tuned for the full forecast at 7:30. Otherwise, right now, it's time to welcome back to the show their weekly segment, Joe and Cindy Farini. Hey, happy Cyber Monday to you.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Well, I guess this week we got a continuation of your series on making marriage matter through the holidays. And this week, we're talking more about communication. Am I right?
That's right.
Basically, yep.
Great communication. Great. I love it.
It never ends.
So, okay, Dad, how about you start and talk about the communication from a husband's point of view?
Yeah, you know, what we're going to be talking about here today is going to sound a whole lot like we talked about last week. We're going to talk about how our actions will speak louder than words, especially during this time when things can be a little overwhelming and overburdened, overstretched in so many different directions in our lives. And, you know, Cindy and I, we can personally relate to this one at this time because we find ourselves in that situation where we do feel a little overburdened by what's going on there, having just moved into a new home, trying to sell an old home, trying to meet year-end commitments, trying to make our home warm and inviting for family and friends. And so this is exactly where we find ourselves. So this topic is pretty relevant to us. But as we said last week, as men, we need to keep in mind that during this very busy time of the year, our wives are doing double duty during the holiday season. And they're not going to stop doing what they normally do. And now with the holidays, they'll just be adding much more to their already very busy existing work schedule. And so as a husband, as the dad, the first thing we need to do as men is just ask our wife what we can do to help them. And then after they tell you, then what we need to do is just then do it. And so for me, I would say that, you know, that being naughty would include complaining about what they ask you to do around the house and just to make their load lighter. And so as men, I think we just need to make it a priority to help around the house and get things ready for the holidays. And as I said last week, you know, making the holidays a special time is really a team effort. And again, you don't have to wait for instructions, so to speak, from our wife.
Right.
If you see something that needs to be done, just get up and do it, for goodness sakes. And so part of being nice, I think, is just being cooperative. And part of being naughty is being a Grinch-like person and, you know, never being satisfied and or helping to prepare your home to be a warm and welcoming place for all that would want to visit. So reality is, at least around our house, no matter what I do around the house, it doesn't even come close to matching all that Cindy does to make the holidays a special place. And I'm very thankful for that, obviously.
And I think from a woman's perspective as well, when our husbands see a need and then just go to it without asking, that means a lot. So just kind of being even more aware of what's going on or being aware of the fact that we're starting to get overwhelmed. And then for the woman, I know this is something I need to work on, but asking for help and saying, yeah, I actually do need some help when our husbands say, can I help? And then just saying, no, I'm fine.
Because we can't read minds.
Exactly. And I think there's a tendency, at least for me, to get a little passive aggressive and be like, no, I'm fine. I don't need any help. When in all actuality, I need a lot of help.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Dad, sounds like you.
Well, you know what? I'm right now, we're in our home right now. There's 20 boxes of unopened Christmas ornaments sitting in our family room. And, you know, I asked Cindy, is there anything I can do to help you as I look at these 20 boxes in our family room? And she says, no, I have to just kind of pick through it. And I'm wondering, is that really what you want to say to me at this point?
Sure. Yeah. Well, Mom, is that really what you want to say? It's like a counseling moment.
Thank you. There you go. Thank you.
I don't know. I'm too overwhelmed to even talk about it. No, no, actually, you know, there are certain things that I like to do, and I was thinking as we were answering this question, I was thinking how important it is sometimes to give people jobs and responsibilities that they don't mind also, because then I think they're happier to help as well. But regarding the boxes in our family room, because you can't even walk in there right now, a lot of them are just, like, I don't know where they go yet, because this is the first Christmas we're spending in this, in a little, we call it our cozy condo. And so, like, I really do feel like it's going to take me a little bit of time to get through it. So if I have the pressure that I have to have it done today, then I will be overwhelmed. But the fact that I don't have anything happening in terms of people coming over and we have to sit in that room, I don't feel overburdened right now. If I did, I'd probably say, hey, Joe, would you mind throwing all those boxes in our bedroom right now? Because I can't get to it. And he would be glad to help. He's always glad to help, which I'm thankful for. But I think from the wife's point of view, I was thinking if we could kind of look at our resources, if we could look at our resources of time, energy, and money, like what's your time frame? How much time do you have? And in order to be nice about things, you know, kind of break down the jobs of what you have to do and do the most important first. That's what I would say, because I think if we get off our list the things that we know we need to, then we're not so cranky and overburdened. So I would just say take the pressure off by doing what needs to be done first. And then when I think of energy, time, energy, and money, I think that, you know, we have to say, like, what do I have energy for? So just we'll take the example of yesterday. Our whole family went out for our Christmas outing, and we went to a game place that we could have lunch and play games, and it was a lot of fun. But when we came home, like, Dad was really tired, and he goes, I just have to take a nap. And I think sometimes we have to just cut ourselves some slack and say, hey, I need a rest. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when do we get to that point? Maybe it's better to take a nap before we get to that point of being naughty and nasty. Mm-hmm. And then the last thing of our resources, time, energy, and money, I'm thinking about how I think a lot of us tend to overspend at the holidays. And one of the things that Kathleen and Christina, our other daughter, and myself did this weekend when we went out for a little girls' outing was we kind of decided this year, like none of us really feel like, and I bet a lot of listeners feel this way too, like I don't really need a whole lot. I'm sure there's some things we would want, but there's not a lot that we feel like, oh, we need. And I don't want to make a list for somebody to choose from, like here's what I want, so buy this for me. So we decided that instead of buying gifts, what we would like to do is each family unit, so Dad and I and then the Zions and the Bodas, each one over this coming year, we're going to plan an activity for the family. So whoever's turn it is, you just take your turn and you plan something. And so for us, I think that kind of lightened the load of trying to think of, like, what am I going to do for that person? What do I get to buy them, if you will? I've heard so many people say, you know, I don't want another gift card. And I think we miss the whole reason for the season when we start thinking in terms of the world. So what we did this weekend, I think, was really nice. Dad loved the idea, too, of just saying, let's just spend time together and somebody plan something, and that's our Christmas gift to each other. It's not going to work for everybody, but it's just throwing it out there. If that will help your marriage, if that will help your family situation, so that you're being nice rather than naughty and crabby.
It's 7:21. Right. Some great practical advice yet again this week from Joe and Cindy Farini in their My Marriage Matters segment. Again, tune in each week between 7 and 7:30 on Mondays as they chat with us about things like this to make your marriage stronger. If folks want to reach out to you guys and learn more, how can they do that?
Well, probably the best way would be through our website, which is either joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com. And I love to hear from people on Facebook at My Marriage Matters. And we'll post this audio, thanks to Ron and my web guy. We'll post this audio later today or tomorrow. And I think maybe Joe has one more thing he wants to say.
I think the capstone to our discussion here today is to keep in mind the old saying, happy wife, happy bite.
Preach, brother.
Yeah. So you know, that's especially true during the holidays. I'm just saying. Yeah.
And you're so wise, Joe Farini. In fact, you guys could have come on and said that and then just said goodbye. But thanks again, you guys. I'd encourage folks to get connected, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds
all right,
great.
Take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.